Hi, my name is Sarah Mosley.
And Ashwin Johnson.
The school we are currently attending is Robovo Greeley, otherwise known as RBG. We also are currently in the 7th grade.
And the podcast that we have chosen to do is based on having a school FFA chapter.
An FFA is a national organization, which is an American 501 youth organization, which specifically is a career and technical student organization based on middle and high school classes that promote and support agricultural education. The reason that we have chosen to do this topic is because it seems like it would be very fun to have here, and it is a very interesting subject that I think a lot of people would really enjoy.
It would have a greenhouse plants such as daisy roses and berries, such as strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, and basically all types of berries, orange trees, apple trees, and more, but they normally focus on succulents and flowers.
We have some questions for our interview with one of our teachers, so let's go see what some of them think. Here are some of the questions that we have asked our teacher, and here are her responses.
Would you encourage a school FFA? She responded by, I would, but it's not available to a junior high.
What would you look for in an FFA? She responded with, willing to work and desire to know about animals. Raising an animal is an all-day-long thing.
If we have a greenhouse, what plants should we put in it? She said tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, things that are easy to grow and that you could eat.
If this were an elective, would you be involved with showing kids what an FFA is? She responded with, yes, because I think it would be very fun.
What does an FFA mean to you? She said, way of life, knowing how to raise animals. Always see a different in kids raising animals are different than the others that don't.
Do you feel an FFA would be fun for students? She responded with, definitely.
Would you recommend to help out with this type of an elective? She said, yes.
What would be a good motivation to have kids join an FFA? She responded with, you get to be with animals, but it isn't all about animals. It can be a garden. It can be a lot of everything.
What she also said was you could also join a 4-H in case you and your friend don't want to compete. One can be in the FFA and the other could be involved with the 4-H.
That is what our teacher said to our interview with her.
Thank you so much for listening in. We hope you enjoyed the topic of a school FFA. Hopefully we can bring interest into the teacher's eyes and have them consider to bring an FFA to our school. See you next time.